As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identity stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
KYW reporter Hadass Kuznets has some culinary suggestions that might make 2012 a happier year for you.
There's nothing like good food to kick off the new year. And according to some cultures, some of those good foods bring good luck.
My grandmother, she insisted that we always have roast pork on New Year's Day, and then you'll have luck for the rest of your life.
What are foods in the new year that bring good luck in the Chinese tradition?
Anything that red will bring good luck.
Because red is good luck?
That's right.
Collard greens supposed to bring money.
So do they believe those superstitions?
Well, I don't see where no money coming from.
Hadass Kuznets, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Now, here's a very dangerous way to spend New Year's Eve. Two daredevils, one on a motorcycle, one on a snowmobile, are in San Diego planning to set world records for jumping on each machine. One of the would-be record setters says they'll be trying to solve the impossible and stay alive in the process. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now's a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you very much for joining us on this New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2011. We appreciate it. My co-host JP is here. Taking a little flack from my engineer today, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was disagreeing.
You know I love disagreement.
I know you do. You love that.
Something wrong with me. I love to debate.
No, it's good. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. Huh. It's a good thing. And during our break, you were telling me about the Russian hair salon. The guy, you got to tell this story. This is too hilarious.
On my website where I've got some lists for 2011.
Keep mentioning your website, jpattitude.com.
I'm not doing it for that reason.
Well, give the address at least so they can go there.
jpattitude.com.
Okay.
There's a list I found that's called 2011's Top 10 Sex and Tech Headlines. And I tell you, I was just rolling, laughing, reading some of these things. And one of them was a story about a Russian hairdresser who had a robber come into her salon to rob her, but she was a black belt in karate, so she knocked him out. When he woke up, he was tied by a hair dryer cord to a chair, and she kept him in that chair for 3 days.
Feeding him Viagra.
Force feeding him Viagra and having sex with him.
Oh my goodness, was he loving it?
So when she finally let him go, he went straight to the police, and I thought, I remember reading that story when it was new, and I was thinking, oh, this is just some guy with a fantasy.
Why would he go to the police?
I know. He was the robber.
Oh, my God.
So the police came and questioned her, and she admitted it. She did.
She said, yeah, we had a good time.
She said, that son of a gun complained about me?
Why is he complaining?
I fed him, and I bought him new blue jeans. What's he complaining about?
Is that a true story?
So now they're both under arrest, the last day I've heard. But there are some funny stories on this site. Did you hear about that?
Tell us some more of those. You've got the
How about
top 10?
Dwarf porn star who was eaten by badgers?
What?
It's a true story.
Read it to me. Tell it to me. Something. Make me laugh. Midget porn
star. Do you
know
who Gordon Ramsay is?
No, he's I'm not up on the porn stars, okay?
He's got a cooking show.
Wait a minute. Maybe I do know who he is. I do like cooking shows. Tell us about the porn star dwarf.
Okay. He was in England. This is in England. I don't know why all this fun stuff happens in other countries, but he was a dwarf. He was a porn star, and he looked exactly like Gordon Ramsay. So they were projecting that he would have a good career in porn because I guess in the dwarf porn industry, looking like somebody else is very beneficial.
He was longer than wider.
So apparently he was feeling all this pressure because he looked like Gordon Ramsay and he had a big career ahead of him.
Sure, that was the pressure.
I don't know what the pressure was. Maybe it was just the pressure of being a porn star. And they thought he was suicidal and he disappeared. And when they found him, he was chewed up and half eaten in a badger hole.
Little beastology?
We don't really know whether he committed suicide by jumping into the badger hole.
Oh, that sounds kind of ridiculous.
Or the badgers jumping dragged him in there.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get a little something strange, and the badger said, Oh, that's hilarious. What else? Oh, my gosh. Where do you get this stuff?
It just happened to run across it.
Well, give us some more.
Well, of course, we have the wiener. That's on here.
No. We're done with the wiener.
We're done with the wiener, but that's one of the things they have on their list. They had a female orgasm study.
Okay.
Where they put more than one woman into an MRI, had them
see where their brain was doing.
Had them excite themselves while they were in the MRI.
Oh, these are pervs.
And they did this with men like 20 years ago, and now pervs. They have the whole male orgasm mapped in the brain. Now they've done it with a woman. And the one interesting thing I found out about that was that in the brain, well, I don't know, can I say this on the radio, that they playing with the nipples had the same effect in the brain as playing with
the genital area. The genital area. I almost said it.
From a scientific viewpoint, I found that interesting.
Well, that is, though. It is true because it's all connected there, these two and that, and it's connected.
Did you know that Facebook had a big controversy in 2011 about their rape pages?
Facebook
pages that were dedicated to jokes about rape.
No.
Facebook spent a long time trying to defend them and saying, well, they're just jokes. And then there was such an outrage from the public that finally Facebook took the rape pages down.
Wow. Well, that's kind of interesting where people's mind is now. Before, those kind of jokes were funny.
I don't know how you can have a funny rape joke, but that's what most people felt, that they weren't funny.
Well, because we've seen so many rapes, you know. I mean, it's like a day-to-day occurrence now. It's not funny anymore.
Ashton and Demi Moore are on here.
I know, they're getting a divorce.
Because they were running an ad campaign against sex workers.
And they were naked.
And they made some big statements about having sex with younger people, and then Ashton ended up in the newspapers having sex with one of their babysitters.
Is that why they're getting a divorce?
So it was like,
now?
Here they were having public service announcements about one thing, and Ashton was actually doing it on the other hand.
Well, he's a young guy anyway. What does she expect? You know, you go up and down the scale. She's an older woman. He likes younger girls. You know, that's the way it goes. He's pretty funny on that new... wait a minute, I'm not done.
Okay.
I see your mouth opening. He's pretty funny on that new 2 and a Half Men. Have you seen it at all? He's just I didn't either. But he's a totally different character, and it's kind of funny. It's kind of getting to me.
At first, I was annoying.
I thought, how could
a man this stupid be a billionaire? Which is he's supposed to be a billionaire on the show?
A lot of billionaires are stupid. What do you mean? I wish I could be a stupid billionaire. I could play that good.
Yeah, I'd love to be a stupid billionaire.
Okay, so you got another one of those?
There was a porn WikiLeaks this year. Did you know about that?
Porn.
You know how, just like you were talking about Julian Assange giving all the U.S. secrets, well, somebody got all the porn stars from Hollywood and published all their real names and information on the internet.
Well, I think
I didn't even know about this.
Probably made people happy, though.
Yeah. They probably got lots of email and mail all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh.
People hanging out in front of their house.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Okay. Well, that's about it.
That's about it?
There was some funny stuff on that page.
That is funny stuff. I love that. God, I hate to transition from that into politics.
Yeah.
How do you
go from dwarf porn stars being eaten by badgers to politics?
Well, that's kind of usual. I mean, we're all getting eaten by some badgers. We were talking about Ron Paul, who actually has been receiving a lot of hate mail lately from newsletters that were published under his name over 2 decades ago. He says that the letters which warned of an impending race war were written by a ghostwriter and don't reflect his views. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he viewed as a long shot despite leading the polls in Iowa still. Well, he's number three in Iowa, right?
I think he's two.
He walked out of a CNN interview, repeatedly answering the question because they kept badgering him.
Stop it with the badgering.
We talked about this twice yesterday, he said. I've been saying the same thing for the last 20 years. I didn't write them. I didn't read them at the time. I disavow them. The letters were written in the late 80s and early 90s and warned of a coming race war. The letters also talked about federal homosexual cover-ups to play down the impact of AIDS.
I can handle somebody saying stuff that's not politically correct because I say stuff that's not politically correct
you
all the time.
You certainly do. Yeah.
I just don't like his lame excuse making. He can't say he didn't read them. They were faxed to him and he signed them and faxed them back. So his signature is on all those stories. So maybe he was just signing them at the bottom without reading them.
You're kind of splitting hairs there. He didn't write them as a ghostwriter. He's just saying, they said, hey, these are written, they're bad, this is what they're about. And he probably said, throw them out.
It was the Ron Paul newsletter. Oh, how can you say you didn't know about it?
I could be writing a Ron Paul newsletter right now if I want to.
But would you have...
I could be writing a JP Attitude
newsletter
right now.
Would your essays
have
Ron Paul's signature on them? No, they wouldn't.
Did they compare the signature?
He admits that part.
Well, you know what? You could go online. You can, like I said, you can find anything on the website. I could find your signature.
No, he admits that he signed them.
Oh,
he's just saying
up.
He signed them without reading them. I just think that's lame.
That is very lame.
How are you going to be president of the United States if you can't even run a newsletter right?
Well, and if you're going to be signing things you're not even reading.
Yeah. Do we want a president who signs things without reading them?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, we don't. So what do you think? What's going on? Tell me your opinion right now. What's going on? Romney, of course,
Ron
has a
Paul
bit of
is
an
coming
edge.
Off my website. I'm ashamed to admit he's been one of the candidates that I recommended, and now I'm going to have to take him off.
Okay, him, and also there was...
I had a lot of people that
are
no
did.
Longer on there.
You did.
Herman Cain.
Herman,
still breaks my heart.
Yeah, that breaks your heart. So there's no one left for you to vote for, is there?
Sarah Palin's off because she never ran. I'm left with Rick Santorum and Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, gosh.
Bachmann.
Let's talk about Michelle Bachmann just
okay.
for a minute. What was the scoop with her saying, oh my goodness,
what?
She was on TV saying that her aide was jumping ship and said that Ron Paul offered him money.
To jump ship.
Yes. And he said, no, he never told her that. She said, he told me personally.
Well,
what is going to happen with that?
What difference does it make?
Well, it makes her a liar. Somebody's a liar.
But
who's
yeah,
the
that's
liar?
True. But I mean, why would she say that? Because isn't that why you leave one job and go to another? Someone offers you money?
No, yes. But she wants people to know that this guy is not committed to Ron Paul, that he's leaving for money. That was her whole point.
I kind of think that's the way it is with all these professional campaign runners.
But who's lying?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I see your point.
She's way down on my list now. She just any little thing that goes by her, I mean, a bad hair day, and she grabs it. You know, I mean, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like
In
it.
In other words, you're saying she just seems a little small
she
by making
seems,
this an issue?
Yeah, by making a lot of different issues. The other issue she made about the inoculation, where the woman said her daughter had brain damage.
Okay.
You know, she just, anything that sounds good, she grabs it and throws it out there.
Without
like
checking.
She knows what she's talking about.
Right. And,
yeah, she's just down on my list now.
Come on, at some point you have to learn that if you're a politician, you have to have your facts straight before you make a...
I would hope so. I know it. I would hope so. But she's just, and they're doing lots of funny stuff on her on Saturday Night Live.
Of course.
Of course. I love it. I love it. And Sarah Palin's back on Saturday Night Live now, too. Tina Fey was there doing more.
Why do they love picking on her so much?
Because
she's not even
funny.
Running.
The way she does and talks.
I like Sarah Palin and Herman Cain.
I know you do. That's on your list of best people.
Best people.
Best people
no,
of
he
the
didn't
year.
Make my list last year. He would have this year if he'd have made it this far.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to take him off another list.
I might still put him on. I haven't done that list yet.
Okay, so Mitt Romney revealed last week that he is not going to release his tax returns. He's not going to do it. He says he's chosen as the GOP nominee who will run against President running against Barack
Obama. Not Bachmann-Obama.
Wow, Bachmann-Obama. He is not going to release his tax returns. Don't they have to do that? I want to see them. He's very wealthy, I hear.
Yeah. I don't know why he wouldn't want to. There must be something on there like making too much money that he thinks is embarrassing.
He says, I can tell you that we follow the tax laws and there's an opportunity to save taxes. If there's an opportunity to save taxes, we, like anybody else in this country, will follow that opportunity. But we don't have any current plans to release any tax returns.
Uh-oh.
But, he said, but this is typical Romney. But, never say never.
Yeah.
We'll see what the future holds.
That does sound
holds.
Like Romney, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. We've re-released, of course, all the information required by law, which is a pretty extensive release. But down the road, we'll see what happens. If I'm a nominee.
Reading between the lines, it sounds like he's not embarrassed about making too much money. He's embarrassed by some kind of tax scheme he
he's
used
embarrassed
to avoid taxes.
Yeah, he's embarrassed that he's taking advantage of all of the
right.
different things that and which the rich do.
Right.
I mean, you have to. I mean, if the poor could, we would.
Yeah.
We don't. Do you think Mitt Romney should release his tax information?
I don't care. You know I'm not a big fan of Romney or Gingrich. I just think they're more of the same.
Now, Gingrich,
Big governments.
He's starting to go downhill, and I'm looking at him a little bit different as well because that belly hanging out there, he just walks, saunters up like, give me a beer. It looks like he's belling up to the bar every time he walks up, you know?
Like a big white badger?
It's okay. Badgering me,
Let's
you know?
Let's see if we can get through the rest of the show without using the word wiener or badger.
Oh, but those are such good words. You're with Broadview. Thanks for joining us. We have more when we come back.
The Buzz.
If you're going to finish big, it might as well be with the biggest savings of the year during our Big Finish Clearance. You will not find lower prices anywhere.
Right now, Don Weir's got 100 all-new redesigned 2012 Ram 1500 Express Hemis loaded for just $27,000 even. That's another $1,000 less than our current sale price this week only. And that's $10,000 less than normal deal retail. That makes it the best truck deal on the planet ever. Remember, these are fully equipped Ram Hemi V8 Quad Cab 4x4s complete with dual exhaust, fog lights, even 20-inch wheels. There's more. This week only, 2012 Dodge Journey crossovers are reduced by another $1,000 to just $25,000. Even save over $7,000 off normal dealer retail for the most value-packed crossover SUV in America, featuring all-wheel drive and third-row seating at no extra charge. But hurry, these prices end on Sunday, New Year's Day at 6 p.m. Period.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OAC, taxes, dock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factoring sent. Ram sample stock number 212145. Journey stock number 212132. Total savings are off dealer asking price. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now's a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
1270 The Buzz is proud to present Tales of Nevada, Past and Present. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll take you back to a time when Nevada was the pride of the Old West. We'll explore our cultural history and some of today's success stories. Tales of Nevada is hosted by Hugh Roy Marshall and presented by the Silverland Inn & Suites and by the